I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil for WNPR News. The Department of Defense estimates 1 in 5 Afghanistan and Iraq war veterans has a brain injury, along with other medical problems like post-traumatic stress disorder and chronic pain. Some of those veterans are unable to work and must rely on their wives or mothers to be their caregivers. But a nationwide study finds more than half of these 1.1 million caregivers are balancing their new roles without any support. A Chester woman has started a nonprofit to help them. Dr. Kara Gagnon was an optometrist for almost 2 decades in the federal VA healthcare system. She treated veterans from all eras, but says the vision problems found in veterans who served in the last 13 years were often caused by the same thing, a traumatic brain injury. And during all those patient exams, she noted another similarity, the caregiver in the corner of the room.
You know, they were typically a woman between the ages of 18 and 30. They looked absolutely physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually depleted. They gave me the most accurate history, even though they were exhausted. They got their man to that exam. You know, they really were caring for this person that had multiple medical, psychological issues. And then they had their child in their lap. You know, they're caring for them. Who they weren't caring for were themselves.
In 2014, the Elizabeth Dole Foundation and the RAND Corporation released a first-of-its-kind study that focused on both military and civilian caregivers. They found many post-9/11 military caregivers had poor physical health and faced a higher risk of depression. The study also found that of the more than 100 programs that offer services to caregivers, most really targeted services towards the veteran, not the person who was caring for them. And many of the programs were geared towards caregivers of older veterans. That left young women like Emery Popolowski without the support they needed. Her husband, an Army veteran, has a traumatic brain injury that cut short his military career.
My husband's 30, I'm 28. This for us is going to be, you know, 50, 60-year problem.
Children also struggle to adjust when a parent comes back from military service deeply changed. Dr. Gagnon brought up the issue with the VA, but she didn't get the response she was looking for.
What I was told is that's out of our scope. You know, our money, our resources for our veterans, really embracing the whole family is out of our scope. So I felt it needed to be my scope. So I resigned after 18 years. I liquidated my 401k and started the nonprofit.
Her nonprofit is called Brave Minds by Peace of Mind Brain Injury Services. Through her new work, she's met caregivers like Popolowski in Massachusetts and Melissa Johnson from South Dakota. Johnson's husband, Sean, suffered a traumatic brain injury during a tour in Iraq. He's now legally blind. She says she had to leave her full-time teaching job to take care of him and their 3 children.
As a caregiver, I find so often that I can manage my husband's issues. I can manage his pain. I can manage his fatigue or his mental health issues. And I can manage his appointments. I can help him reduce stress. But I struggle greatly to manage my own.
The federal VA does offer a support program for post-9/11 military caregivers. They receive a monthly stipend and in some cases have access to medical care. Johnson says she's had a good experience with this program.
I'm also getting mental health services through the VA with a VA psychologist to discuss the issues that I'm having adjusting to this new life.
But Johnson says she knows other caregivers whose experience hasn't been positive. The quality of VA services varies depending on where a veteran lives, and the backlog in the VA system nationwide doesn't help. Johnson says this is where nonprofits like Brave Minds can step in to fill the gap. Gagnon plans on hosting a small retreat later this year for veterans, their caregivers, and their children. She's been working on finding sponsors and a location. Recently, she toured Mercy by the Sea in Madison, a spirituality center set on Long Island Sound.
How about a moment of zen listening to this? Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, I have a gentleman coming in who does acupuncture and martial arts to engage the veterans and the children while the caregiver is in doing her trauma first aid course.
Gagnon says her focus will be giving caregivers what they say is lacking in other programs, like crisis management, stress resilience training, and respite care. Military families are often isolated, so when the retreat's over, Gagnon says they'll be encouraged to use social media to stay connected, giving them an online network to lean on despite being separated by many miles. Her eventual goal for Brave Minds is to host retreats nationwide and to extend its reach to help civilian caregivers, too.